You're listening to GNET Radio.
Where in the fuck is my beaver rape scene?
Hi, kids. I want you to sing a nonsense song with me. About a cat with her fiddle, a cow and the moon, a silly little dog and a plate with the spoon. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
This episode was recorded in December. Why didn't it make season one? I have no idea. I think I must have been lazy. But anyway, enjoy the interview with VK from Gamers Live Podcast. It's not really that good. Just kidding.
Sorry, I'm not here right now. Please leave a message under the beep.
Actually, I'm recording now.
That's a perfect intro. Please... And of course, me being tired, I totally stuffed that up by saying, please leave a message under the beep.
That was freaking awesome. Hope I don't kill your audience by laughing too much.
It's okay. Apparently from a big chunk of messages I've got, I can make dead air funny.
Really?
Yeah, one of my nicknames is the Master of the Dead Air.
Why is that?
Because there's long periods of my show when I'm live where there's just silence going on, like when I'm setting up my PlayStation live on the air, like there's nothing going on, just you hear background noises.
Yeah, that happened. I was actually thinking that my cell phone crashed on me because it didn't do anything.
I should probably edit those bits out, but I've put into my policy, if I do a live record, I have to leave it how it is. I have to leave it completely uncut. Well, but I don't want to turn into the Four Kids event of podcasting.
That would be actually pretty friggin' awesome. So, I think I have to introduce myself. Don't I?
What was that? Sorry, I zoned out for a second there.
I said, I think I should introduce myself.
You probably should, but half the time I forget to introduce myself on the show.
Okay, my name is VK, I have a YouTube channel, Bakemon 13. That's Bakemon 13. And I'm 14 years old, and I'm an awesome retro gamer here recording with Retro Kaiser. How are you, Monde Kaiser?
I am very tired. I'm very zombie-like at the moment. Of course, without the brain cravings, but I could go with a sandwich.
Well, you're always like that, so nothing new.
Yeah. I know some people think I'm on drugs, but no. I think the problem is I think the problem is with my comedy show is I should be on drugs.
Yeah. Wait, you're not on drugs? Seriously?
No, I'm not on drugs. I'm just saying. Great.
What are you saying? yeah, we actually had a half an hour before this, and we were just talking random BS. I think that would have been an awesome thing to edit in somehow. If it was recorded.
Yeah, the best stuff is always off record and off air.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're on air you have to, some people try to limit themselves because they've got all these little itty bitty little eyes watching them.
Yeah.
Watching them, or ears in this case.
Yeah.
What is saying, who knows?
Just about to burn in laughing because I don't know, I'm not really into people listening to me. Especially on the internet. And I'm going downstairs to my room. And I try not to make you know, noises that shouldn't be on the air.
It's okay. When I record like an interview podcast, what I try to do is I try to not talk very much so I can give the star of my show, like the guest, to like to talk, like to say what they need.
Yeah, they usually don't get to do that, do they?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, you know, Jerry Terrifying, that was friggin' awesome radio.
You don't need to say much to get him talking for 3 hours.
Yeah, he always has awesome stories to tell, like dead babies, raped children.
I'm glad that I'm... Like, I remember the first time I heard... Like, I heard that, I was like, that's terrible! And this is coming from a guy that talks about pornographic games all the time.
If you say something's terrible, it really is terrible.
Yeah. Man. I mean, it's just because I've got a little sister of my own, it's just a scary thought.
Don't let she catch you jacking off to that porn.
You don't need to jack off when it goes off by itself when you have the safety off.
I am 14, don't you know?
Oh, touche.
I'm not really
And doesn't help that touche means touch.
You really are as crazy when we are on the air. You're scaring me.
Well, I have been diagnosed as mentally insane by my doctors.
Let's not get into detail on that, please. But now that I just said let's not get into detail about that, people will want to know. So, you know, screw you guys.
If you want to know, tune into Sunday Night Kaiser.
And tune into VK's video game shows.
Whenever it's available.
Now it's called VK's Video Game Crap. On my YouTube page.
So, do you have any weird stories already about your podcasting career?
My podcasting career is friggin' insane. We were supposed to do our first episode 3 months ago. It was me, Xbox 360, I just call him 360, and a guy called the Video Game Junkie 99. I just call him Junkie or Chris or Junkie Art sometimes. And it was supposed to be the three of us, then 360, he had some, you know, school stuff, personal life. Personal life sucks. And
I thought he was going to say he red-ringed.
Yeah, I was going to say he had a seizure. Anyway.
That's not good.
Yeah, it is not good, but anyway, Chris...
You're scaring me now.
I'm evil.
You have become the bad cop, and I have become the good cop.
I don't really think about Retro Kaiser ever being a good cop. You know, I was thinking about checking out your CatCast, but it took me a long time until I found it on Tiger Claw Radio, TigerClawTV.com, and I was searching on Google the CatCast, and guess what I found?
What did you find?
An actual cat cast where women come together and discuss how their kitties live.
Sounds like an episode of Oprah.
But it's worse, trust me.
Just think of Cat Lady from The Simpsons, but a whole bunch of them.
Okay, that was disturbing.
On the next week's episode, we talk about Siamese.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are freaking scaring me. Remind me never to talk to you again. Nah, just kidding.
Okay.
You're awesome.
I know. Tell me more.
Retro Kaiser, you're so awesome. I think about you every time I go to the shower.
Okay, you're scaring me again.
Was that disturbing enough for the cat?
Unless you're incredibly good looking.
Are you saying that you're gay?
No, but if it's a really attractive person, I don't mind if they, you know, sort of think about me. It doesn't have to be sexual. It just has to mean, whoa, that was a great moment.
I don't think people will now check out my channel. What did I say? I don't think people will now check out my channel. I'm gonna start talking Bulgarian, so now I can piss you off. Go stab it, bitch. Retro Kaiser?
Pardon?
Costa of a bitch.
Did you call me a bitch?
No, I said bitch, which means dude in Bulgarian.
That makes sense, dude and beach.
It's peach, like pitch.
Oh, peach.
Man, how do you learn languages? You don't. Do you?
Well, speaking of learning languages, I got drunk one night and I woke up the next morning. There was a creepy video of me speaking German. Funny thing is, I don't know German.
Why do you record yourself talking German? Probably because Retro Kaiser means Retro Emperor in German.
Yes, but it's like I was actually speaking really bad German, like actual German, and the things that happen when you're drinking.
Okay, I don't like alcohol. Alcohol can suck my ass.
Wait till you turn 18. That's what I hear.
Trust me, I despise alcohol almost as much as I despise smokers.
It's okay. I don't blame you.
Yeah, smoker. I'm glad my aunt and my grandma stopped smoking. Because I'm pretty sure I would have killed them.
Well, before the smoke killed them?
Yeah. So it'll be even more painful. Actually, less painful, because smoking kills you shortly. I mean, slowly. And slowly. Until you die all of a sudden. From
some
heart.
Some grandchild you are.
I'm not that evil. I'm just being on the cat cast, and I'm talking about how my kitty died. Oh. It was smoking a bunch of marijuana herbs. And then he ate the herb, and then it exploded. Because my auntie dropped her cigarette, whatever.
Cigar and cigarette.
Yeah, she smokes double.
So it's like, do you watch One Piece Uncut? Do you watch the Japanese edition of One Piece, or do you watch the American dub of it? The one where they censored everything.
I despise One Piece. I don't know, it just doesn't look like an anime I would dig. Beaver Ray. I just said the N-word on a podcast.
You might have to bleep that one. Even though I say completely words that are even more offensive, and yet
yeah.
I don't bleep them.
Yeah, I don't think we should bleep them. I don't think it's an offensive word.
It just depends on how you phrase it.
Well, you know, let's just call them African Americans. They get offended of everything, and only the asses, because you know Obama. He's been called like multiple times. And he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, that actually reminds me of a South Park episode.
Yeah.
It's like everybody got offended except for the race they were making fun of. They absolutely loved it.
Was it the time Randy said nigger instead of nagger?
Editor's note, that's the only very rare time that I found that word non-offensive. Pop culture reference. Cheers, guys.
I think it was like them making fun of the Jewish race, and everybody else was like all offended about it except for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
They're all like, yeah, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it's the same. Seriously, you know, that's just a word. You know, words don't kill you. They just make you feel bad. They make you want to shoot yourself, commit suicide.
No, no, words can kill you if you have a ray gun that shoots out words.
Man, you have an active imagination. I'm going to tell you that. Bravo, yeah. Monde Kaiser.
Yeah, you pull out a gun and you shoot out and a big bang comes out and just kills you.
I think you're watching too much porn. I don't know what kind of porn has shooting ray guns. But
you obviously don't know about the 70s. Just a hint, the mustaches are really popular.
Okay, now you are a very crazy person. I'm just going to continue talking in Bulgarian so I can make your listeners like, what did he say? Did he say something like bitch or effort or...
Yeah, VK got a little bit disgusting there. Even too disgusting for my show, which is probably a first. But either way, let's take a break while I was yelling behind the scenes. It wasn't recorded, but anyway, here's a quick song. And a word from our friends.
Stay tuned as we find out what Retro Kaiser has blown up now in the next segment.
Hey, I'm the Gooch.
And I'm the Douchebag. Have you ever needed help promoting a thought, a vision, an idea, or how about a website? We've got some friends that can help you out. Check them out at scenic7pr.com.
You know you have an awesome product. You're just not sure how to get it out there. You don't have the contacts. Well, you don't have to worry. Just go over to scenic7pr.com and let those guys take care of it.
Again, it's scenic7pr.com. Tell them the Douchebag sent you.
Thank you.
Мокиме, пак. Какво си правиш тук на най-великия, бе, а?
Си.
You're saying yes in Italian.
No, I'm just talking about chips.
Si's. Huh? I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's a brand of chips over here called Si's.
I like to
and
say...
It doesn't help...
Yes, it doesn't have what?
It's like, it doesn't help that it's like nacho chips called CC's.
Okay. That was nice, I guess. You know, I'm getting a CDI. I'd just like to say it. I'm getting a CDI for one reason. It cost £7 to handle it, because it's from a different, you know, I usually buy things from my country, and I have a handler who sends the stuff to me. So instead of shipped, you will hear handled. And it doesn't even have a freaking controller. So basically, the person used it as his CD player.
Nice.
Yeah, £7 for a CDI, my man. That's awesome, man.
Because CD players back then were really expensive, so game consoles were a logical way of hearing CDs for cheap.
Yeah, because basically, if you ever come across a game and you're like, you know, I have this console, why not play something? And I think that's how many people got into the Sega CD, actually.
Now, I actually like the Sega CD.
Yeah,
it's got some good games on it.
It's awesome. Valis. No. It was Popo Mail. Not Valis.
Valis! Oh, great. Something interesting about Valis. When the original company that owned the Valis games lost the rights, they were bought by a porn company. And they decided to remake the game series. And, of course, they added the porn in it.
You are a disgusting man. You're awesome. So, any new pickups you got, Retro Kaiser?
Any new pickups? Well, not really. I am getting some vinyl records.
Yeah.
Yes, right. That's right, kids. Vinyl records. Yeehaw! I'm old.
I'm a kitty, basically. So, yay, vinyl records! Retro Kaiser's an ass, an old fart. Yay!
You dumb kids and your MP3s and all of you don't know the joys of those big, like, records.
Wait, you use MP3 players? That's so 3 years ago. Now we use our awesome cell phones with built-in everything.
Wait, no, we don't use MP3 players anymore. We just plug the music right into our heads. How do you do that? We eat the CDs.
You're an evil person. I just like to say that every once in a while. So, you know, kitties hate Retro Kaiser. Yeah, this is actually getting pretty boring. So, let's talk about your favorite console. What's your favorite console? The Dreamcast, of course.
You spoiled. You spoiled it.
Yeah, so which is your favorite Dreamcast game?
Capcom versus SNK2.
Now that you mentioned SNK, I got a Neo Geo Pocket Color and a Neo Geo Pocket, both for £21 handled. That's an awesome deal, man.
Oh, yes.
You know, because
I remember,
for some reason, I like playing Pac-Man. That's the only Neo Geo Pocket / Color game I have. And for some reason, I prefer playing it on the Mara Chrome screen. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. Am I? Well, most people, you know, bring out their puke screen Game Boy, so maybe I'm not crazy.
The puke green.
Yeah,
oh, the
that's
frustrations.
What I call it. The puke.
The frustrations of, yeah, the frustrations of those things. You have to hold it like in a decent amount of sunlight, because now get like Game Boy Advance SPs. That's when I added the backlight, which was pretty.
Actually, the
Game Boy Light. Yeah, that's when they added it. Pity there wasn't much of them.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit that a Game Boy Color didn't have a backlight. Because I had a Game Boy Color, and I would always play it outside, so I can actually see the dang screen.
Oh, do you remember the dangers of having them in the sun for too long?
Yes, I remember. It almost fried my batteries.
Yeah, for me, every time I leave the Game Boy in the sun for too long, the screen always just goes black, and it takes like a few hours to go, like for all the pixels to fix up.
I haven't done that, but I know that if it's a hot day and you've played a lot, your batteries most likely will burn and your Game Boy Color will go bye-bye. That almost happened to me.
Good thing you didn't have a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Take this Game Boy Color. I always like the Game Gear better.
Really? The Game Gear is a giant, oversized piece of battery eater.
It was just a joke, like a Game Boy burning joke with a magnifying glass.
I don't get it. It wasn't cool. You suck. Oh, don't worry, Retro Kaiser.
You're
an awesome
big fat. You're a big fat meanie. I don't like you anymore.
Since when did you?
I'm gonna go to my room and listen to my Kesha CD.
Kesha can go die. I hate Kesha. Because she just came from nowhere, and she got popular. The same with Justin Bieber's and Lady Gaga. You know, Justin Bieber's, the first time I heard this song, I thought it was a woman. And it was
he's
half
younger than you. Well, he's younger than you. His balls haven't dropped yet.
Actually, he's a few months older than I am. And he's a mother effer. Don't know if that's true. Just speculating here.
I was about to say, I heard a weird story about Kesha. Are you familiar with the artist formerly known as Prince?
No.
Then I guess this story wouldn't appeal to you then.
Yes. Let's go to killing babysitters. Have you killed
Don't
a babysitter?
Don't tell mom, the babysitter's dead.
Yeah.
You just read my Skype name, didn't you?
Why did you say it? No, everybody will know. Well, actually, I got your Skype name from an old podcast. So, you know. You said it yourself.
Yeah,
so you're the one to blame.
Yes. It's out in the public, folks. You can easily track me down.
Yeah.
And call me whenever.
Can I kill
you? Problem is, after 2 a.m., Problem is, after 2 a.m., my Skype turns into a phone sex chat, which is about, in Australia terms, 10 minutes.
Huh.
I'm joking, of course.
We can't be sure. You are freaking scary.
That's, yeah.
You know, I brought my new Geo Pocket to school, and I thought people were gonna say, "What the hell is this? This is not a PSP. Look how big it is. A PSP is better. You can emulate this shit." Nobody said a thing. Because we have no console gamers over here. Oh, PC.
They're like, they're probably like, "That's a pretty outdated mobile phone."
Yeah. Actually, one guy said that to me. No joke. I was going outside and I was, playing some Pac-Man on the go, which is not a good idea, because I tripped, almost broke the dang thing. It's kind of funny dropping with a freaking handheld in your hand. Actually, I just remembered. Once I was asked to go and throw the trash, and I was playing Pokemon. I think it was Pokemon Yellow. And I was, trying to catch them all. And I was just playing, and I was walking as well. And suddenly, oopsie, I fell. Where did I fall? Can you guess?
I'm in the toilet.
Almost in the sewers, man. Almost fell in the friggin' sewers.
The only reason why I said that is because I remember when my brother... I let my brother... this was like 12 years ago now. My youngest brother was playing my Game Boy, and he dropped it in the toilet.
It's a good thing my Game Boy didn't die, but the bad thing is that when I, dropped it, the cart itself, it flew right away for some reason, because it was one of those pirate carts and they were looser, and it knocked the battery off, and all the Pokemon said bye-bye.
I'm flying out of here.
I had like 100 Pokemon. I knew it could catch them all because, I didn't know about the Mew glitch. Because seriously, I was the only person in my country who actually played Pokemon at the time.
Oh, I remember the controversy when Pokemon came out. Pokemon is the devil's game!
Yeah, it's like killing animals. What's wrong with that?
No one dies in a Nintendo game. they either just faint or just fade away.
Yeah. Angry video game.
Or turn
game
into
nerd.
A power up. Yeah.
So, I think I should plug myself before people forget who I am. If you remember,
yes, otherwise your battery will go flat. You better plug yourself in.
I really like the Mega Man Battle Network anime. Have you seen that?
I'm trying to remember it right now. I can barely remember it, but all I know is they made Dr. Wily a pretty scary-looking dude in that one.
Yeah, he's always been a scary-looking dude, to be honest. I always thought he was a scary raper. Did he kidnap Ro in Mega Man 9 or 10? I think he kidnapped her in 10. Might get some hate mail from this. Anyway, I'm sure some girl was kidnapped, and I was like, damn. She must have been raped.
I can tell you right now, I'm emailing you some hate mail right now.
You're emailing me some hate mail?
Yeah, problem is I don't know your email.
That's vkwhite@gmail.com. White is spelled with a Y. That's vk@gmail.com. I won a game from Classic Elite. Angry Birds for the iPhone, iPod, or iPad. And I'm thinking about doing a contest, make a video response, say how awesome I am. Oh, I actually just got the thing. You won! Sorry for a delay on the codes. I have been so busy today. You win a copy of Angry Birds for your iPhone/iPod Touch. I left the code at home. I am working. I will send it to you later today. Thanks for writing in. We read your letter on episode 29. Peace, Tony.
I did.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. I'm gonna send him some email for delete.
I did have him on an episode before, but in fact, I actually had like 10. I had like 10 episodes recorded, like unreleased episodes, and the problem was that a virus wiped them out.
That's nice.
So there's 10 episodes you'll never hear.
I'm pretty sure 9 of them were from Jane Terrifying.
Actually, they're all different people. But I'm trying to work on getting them re-recorded, and the people that were on the show are really nice about it. They're like, hee, more publicity for us. Ooh-ah.
I guess that's cool. And you know, podcasting should be fun. If you do it like work, you should not be podcasting. It's just
fact. Today on the office cast, I'm filing out papers. You can listen live on radio while I fill them out.
You know, the thing I really hate about your podcast, and this is the only thing I hate, is that you put too many advertisements for the other podcast, which is not a bad thing, but when I have to hear that old witch, you know, she scares me.
Oh, that ad. Well, I have to change that ad anyway. That show's not on anymore, so you're safe.
Okay. Anyway, you put like...
Oh my! Oh.
Jesus Christ! Is it that ass? I think I died.
Yeah, I sort of like the just put ads in between breaks. It's like just a, of course, it's just a natural thing to do. It's just some ads are more scarier than others as well.
Don't fuck with the witch, man. I'm telling you, Split, you listening to me? Listen, don't fuck with the witch, man. You're not hearing me, dog. Don't fuck with the witch, man. I'm telling you. You're not hearing me, man. You're not fucking hearing me. Don't fuck with the fucking witch, man. Don't fuck with the fucking witch. God damn you. Are you listening to me, man? Don't fuck with the fucking witch. Oh, my fucking God.
So then, if you don't want to end up like Yoshi and many others, listen to Azeroth and Gamers every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on
Gamer Network Radio.
Yes, most of them are scary. You're just a sick son of a mother.
Sick son of a mother.
Logical, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Spock, it is.
Mr. What?
Have you ever seen a show called Star Trek?
I'm trying to get into Star Trek. I just don't have enough time. You know, watching too much YouTube videos.
Funny thing is, the way I got into Star Trek was, I first heard, I'm like, oh no, that's nerd stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of boiling the kettle black there, because I'm, you know, big retro collector. And it's just like, you remember HD DVD? How, like, every place was selling it for, like, a dollar?
We haven't sold any HD DVDs in our country, because everything comes a year later, and basically the HD DVD bombed almost, like, 6 months after it launched, so we basically didn't sell any HD DVDs. But I do know everything about it, so you can tell me.
Yeah, it's like, the reason why that bombed was because Sony, with their Blu-ray, they were bribing everyone to release Blu-ray.
Let me tell you something. Do you know why Blu-ray succeeded?
Because Sony has money!
No, not that. People were releasing porn on Blu-rays because, let's be honest, it's crisper. And you can see all the details, and that's why the HD DVD bombed, because it had no porn.
Yeah, apparently there's a 3D porno movie being made.
Ugh, how do you keep up with this stuff?
I don't do it on purpose, it's just sort of something useless you see and it just never leaves your mind.
Yeah, that has happened to me so many times I can't even count. Like, two or three times.
But you remember, like the old, like, 3D movies, like, when they used to have, like, a character spit water, they used to, like, spray water at you for, like, a sort of hose?
No.
Oh, like, oh, wait. This was back in, like, the 90s when 3D was,
you know,
movies were, like, only available in theme parks.
Yeah, I remember that. You know, have you ever been to Disneyland?
I wish. I've been to Warner Brothers Movie World.
Huh. Anyway, in Disneyland, there was this cinema, mini cinema, and they had exclusive motion pictures, and it was a one run only. So, I saw a lot of, and the bad thing is that, people couldn't pirate them and, you know, sell them on the internet to hardcore Disney collectors because they were in 3D.
Oh, I know how to fix that. Put the glasses on the camera.
Yeah, I've tried that. Doesn't work.
Aww.
Sorry, dude. Because, you know, the glasses, basically, they simulate the illusion of 3D. Have you ever been to a 3D movie?
Yes, I have. I went to a Marvin the Martian Duck Dodgers one.
They made a Marvin the Martian movie in 3D. And I haven't heard about it.
This is like a 10-minute Looney Tune cartoon.
That would be freaking awesome. So basically, I'm probably the only person in the entire freaking world who hasn't seen Avatar by James Cameron.
I've only seen half of it. I preferred Terminator.
Huh. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. At least I think I am.
Why does your mic constantly change its awesomeness? Once it's shitty, then it's awesome, then it's in the middle. What's up with that? The quality sucks.
It could be because I'm talking real close right now.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think my microphone's starting to die on me because it's getting old.
I use my built-in microphone because I'm on a Macintosh, and you know, now you're freaking jealous.
Hi, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC.
Do you know my new Mac program?
Oh, great. You can make something dirty about viruses out of a Mac and PC.
Yes, I was. Because viruses will kill you. And internet viruses will kill your computer. So, having a Mac is pretty freaking sweet because I always hear complaints from my friends. You know, I have to constantly reinstall my PC. Now, like, freak that. I've had a Mac for, like, a year and a half and no restarting. Nothing. All fluent and awesome.
Fluent and awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good name. That's a good name for a show. Hi, I'm Fluent, and I'm awesome. Don't get ahead of yourself, but that's my name, Awesome.
That reminds me, have you seen, Chuck? It's, you know...
Yes, I used to have season one of that. I bought season one of that on Blu-ray.
It's a friggin' awesome TV show. And has a lot of video game references, like one of the employees, you know, it's basically, they're spies, and they work, you know, three of them, they work in a Buymore, which is like a spoof of big chains like Walmart and things like that, but, you know, it's all electronics, and I remember one of their girlfriends, I'm not gonna give away their names. One of them was out in Hawaii, I think, and the girlfriend brought back his Game Boy. It was a clear Game Boy. I think it was a color, actually, or it might have been a puke screen, or both.
Or a pocket.
No,
it would have been a pocket.
No, it wasn't a pocket. I'm sure of that. And he was like, "No, I don't need this anymore," because basically he was brokenhearted. And there was one time where they played Duck Hunt. And I was like, because one of the spies is really awesome with a trend gun, and he's really used to shooting everything, and he got the maximum amount of points.
I had to imagine seeing him when the dog starts laughing at him.
Yeah. There was also another video game reference. One time, the main character, Chuck, got drunk, and he tied up his friend with PlayStation controllers and NES zappers. Then they just cut those controllers. I think there was also a new juice stick on the back of him. You know, it was some stick. Might have been the NES Advantage. It was, but not sure. And I remember one guy reviewed this episode, and he was like, they just cut through the controllers. They were rare controllers. How can they do that? And he basically went out on a fanboy rant. And I'm like, damn, I have to see this. So that's how I got to Chuck. I'm actually watching season 3 at the moment.
One of my favorite gags. I've only seen season 1, but one of my gags from season 1 is like when they were trying to defuse a bomb they couldn't, because and the timer to the bomb was connected by like a laptop, and because it's like a PC laptop, early in the episode, like they went into like a porn site and completely like destroyed their computers because it was a virus, and like they got like in the bomb, they went into that porn site, it destroyed the timer and it's defused the bomb
because
the virus destroyed. That was actually clever. Actually, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty freaking sweet.
Porn, it saves lives.
Who knows when you might want to jack off? So go to.
Who knows? Who knows when porn might come in handy?
I get it because you use your hand to masturbate. That's funny.
Have you ever tried using your foot? don't answer that.
I haven't tried masturbation yet. How am I supposed to use
my foot? What kind of 14-year-old are you?
I'm 14.
Don't listen to me, folks. Don't worry. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, he is. Retro Kaiser is claiming. It's clearly talking to an underage teen.
Yeah, which I'm totally not used to.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, all the kids around, all the teens around your age.
Yes.
It's like this group of teenagers. Like one time, they decide to like, because you know, they think, oh, I'm so tough, I'm gangster, yo. Like all these white guys think they're all like black. It's just like they come up to me and like they just start calling me names, and I call them something back, and they just walked off crying.
What? I have to ask you, why do you have long hair?
Why do I have long hair?
Yeah.
No offense, I'm
but I think it's pretty gay. No offense to you.
Pretty gay. It is quite happy hair.
Because you get to slap people with it.
Nah, I just don't. I'm just not a fan of haircuts, obviously.
Really?
No.
I didn't notice.
No, the real reason is because I'm a big heavy metal fan.
Oh, so that explains everything!
Yes, it does.
Man, this is awesome radio.
And it's actually past 2 a.m. right now, and I only said I was going to be recording for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I actually...
This is a pretty long 15 minutes.
Yeah, we've actually been talking for an hour and 20 minutes.
Crud.
Yeah, this is awesome radio, though. I just made you a podcast. You should be happy, and I should be happy that I made you do this, because... Nobody invites me.
From listening to this show, I'm more than happy. I'm gay. That's a bad happy joke right there. That's a terrible joke.
You're a crazy person.
Oh, great. You're going to clip that and just use it to blackmail me, aren't you?
Don't worry. I can't edit. It's useless for me.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. For that, I laugh at you. Ha, ha, ha.
I can always learn, you know.
Oh, crap.
So you better be a good boy and tell me where you hide your hentai games. Now.
Well, they're actually right next to me right now.
Okay. That's nice. Which is your favorite hentai game?
It's probably an old, I think it was like mid-90s one, which was, hey, you're not, hey, I keep those hands where I can see them, boy.
Huh?
Right, this is weird, me talking about hentai games to someone who's underage. It's like, I don't want to get you too excited.
Don't worry. So, you've said a million times that you have the only strip poker game for the Neo Geo.
Who told you that?
You did.
Oh, I need to find this "you did" and smack him in the face.
I listened to your podcast. And I listened to the Monster Cast.
That's probably some of my most dirtiest stuff on the Monster Cast.
Yes.
And the Gary Terrifying Review is probably the most stuff where I... That's probably the most, crude language I've ever done on the show.
Yeah. It's a good thing that you don't beef your stuff. Oh, you're... I almost forgot to say this. You know, you talked about how some teenagers bullied you. So, we were playing basketball with my friend, and his name is Mario. No joke. His name is Mario. So, Mario and I went to play some basketball, and there were these second graders. Actually, I think they were first graders, because I don't remember seeing them last year, because now I'm in high school, and high school is freaking sweet. I have to get up at 6 a.m., brush my teeth, get some breakfast, and go to school, and go, and we start at 7:30, and I'm there like in 6:40. Don't know what I'm doing there at 6:40. All alone in a dark area with my cell phone in hand. Face down, ass up,
that's the way we like to fuck. Cell phone.
Yeah, I use my cell phone to listen to podcasts.
Cool.
Let's continue.
Probably not for much longer, because I'm about to pass out of tiredness.
15 more minutes.
Well, yep, 15 more minutes. That's what we said about 15 minutes ago and 15 minutes before that.
And about an hour before that.
Mm-hmm. And a year before that as well, while we're at it.
Yeah, so anyway, we were wanting to play some basketball, and I asked them nicely because, you know, I'm a nice person, and I always ask nicely before I resort to violence, which is never. So basically, I asked them, can you please step a little back? You're basically not playing, so we might hit you accidentally. They were like, so what? And one of them had, like, a deep voice as if he was a gangster.
Oh, yeah. I blame Vanilla Ice.
So then my friend accidentally threw his hand slipped from, you know, the ball slipped from his hand. And he just banged that child's head. And then he went off crying. And we were like, who cares? He's just a little bastard.
You're evil, man.
Hey, I was the one who hit him. Plus, he was the one who was like all gangster on us. He was about to bully us. BK is an evil person. Funny,
you know how those kids ran off crying that I was talking about?
Yeah.
Next day they threatened violence on me, and so I just tapped him on the shoulder. Then he just looked at me, just like froze, and was just like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, because basically, those who say they're gangster, they're basically a bunch of little pussies.
You wanna know what real gangster is? Yeah, see? I got a Tommy gun, see? See? Let's go rob a bank, see?
I always imagined Popeye as being a gangster. If it was in modern time.
I am.
You know, eating spinach everywhere he visits, you know,
Yeah, it's like this. I'm gonna pop a cap in your ass.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Oopsie.
Okay, I'm actually gonna have to go now. So, should we close off this
thing?
Sort of little recording? Yes.
Okay, so, this has been DK. Over and out. I guess.
Yep.
This is kind of awkward.
Yeah, you might not actually release this episode, but just use it as sort of like a learning on how to work the show.
No, this is for your episode. Mwahahahahaha. Because if you don't use it on an episode, I'm gonna clip that out and blackmail you.
Wait, who's using this for an episode?
You are.
I am.
Yes.
Okay, I'll highlight the best bits for our segment, if that helps.
No. Mwahahahahahahaha. Just use the entire friggin' thing. We have 10 more minutes, so you can put, like, all those friggin' scary ads.
Boo. Haunted house.
Hey, I was about to ask you, do you play any indie games?
Australia doesn't actually officially get them, but...
You mean on Xbox Live?
But I have a US account, so I can play them.
Mwahaha. Actually, why are the indie games on Xbox Live, and why aren't they on the Wii? Because if you think about it, the Wii is probably the easiest to program for. You just use the classic controller.
Yeah, the classic controller.
Yeah, it's classy. Like a Super Nintendo controller, only uglier.
And with joysticks.
Yeah. Basically, those two analog sticks are friggin' useless because, you know, I'm really sad that I can't use my classic controller to play GameCube games, because you can use the PS2 controller to play PS1 games on your PS2. So, you know, why the hell, dude? What's your opinion on that?
I'm afraid I have no opinion, because...
You're a zombie.
Range.
Yeah, this is probably gonna be the best episode ever.
Brains.
Yeah.
Hey, vegetarian zombie, grains.
Grains. Do you actually have a Game Gear?
I had one when I was smaller. When I was like about... Well, for some reason I'm trying... Oh, here I am. For some reason, I was trying to look for controllers on this website, but they weren't popping up.
What controllers are you looking for?
Just some awesome virtual console ones I want to show you.
I mean
classic.
I know a site where you can buy classic controllers for really cheaply. And if it's over some price range, like I think it was £10, it ships free worldwide from the UK.
Right. Here you go. This is the controller I wanted to show you. This is a... let's say this is more of a classic controller.
Okay, you may send me the link, Retro Kaiser. This is the site I was talking about.
I predict it's going to be CD WoW.
Huh?
Never mind, I was wrong.
You know, here you can actually find some spare parts. So that's awesome. I think it's getting pretty boring, so let's say something random.
Random!
Dickless dudes.
Dickless dudes.
Eat that dick.
It's funny. What's your...
You want to hear something random? Here yes. we go. Big breasted skeletons.
That was very disturbing, Mr. Kaiser. I'm afraid I'll have to kill you. With my... Take that, Retro Kaiser. I think we should end it here.
Yeah. You know how he's killing me, by the way? He poked me in the eye.
Oh, so okay. That's all, guys. VK over and out.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Gamer Network Radio.
Are you tired of those other extreme copy internet radio shows?
Welcome to the Extreme Copy Society Show.
Wow! Whoa!
That's what we thought.
That's right, it stinks!
Tune in to The Escape every Wednesday night for some original programming.
Let me ask you this, Taz. Is Foster's really Australian for beer?
Do I hear an old-fashioned modem?
Yeah. But that's what he has to use for his work.
Tune in to The Escape every Wednesday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, the most copied show on the internet today.
And this is soon to be the most copied commercial also.
Whoa!